Storie in cantiere, 1988. In 1988, bicentenary of White Australia and Invasion Day for the First Nations people, the play addresses the issues of union rights, workplace safety and racism, based on stories of Italian building workers and their families. Frank, a bricklayer, comes home, tells his wife that he will be soon retrenched.
Non ci riesco. Aspetta, Rossana, quando torna ti aiuterà lei.
I want to finish it now so I can watch Neighbours.
I can do it. Do something else, huh?
Hello, I'm home. Everyone okay?
Yeah, hi, Dad. No, I'm going to play.
Always play. Do some homework.
I can't do it.
Cosa?
Anch'io, difficoltà. Rossana will give him a hand when she gets home, huh?
All this way to send it to school, you can't do it. What do they teach in the school?
Okay, vai, vai, ma non fare tardi che Rossana sarà più a momenti.
Thanks, Mom. Bye, Dad.
Always playing. He never studied.
Ma studia, studia, but he needs un poco di help, no?
E come fanno gli altri?
Gli altri, the others, the parents give them a hand. We can't.
I think you can finish that meeting.
Che male c'è?
Che male c'è? Convoca Paolo, il boss told me today.
After that project, we don't need any more.
E che storia è questa? 10 anni con quella beer quick. Never a sick day, never a day off. Hai sempre lavorato come una bestia.
E dici?
You must take it easy for your age. That job is too much.
E che facciamo?
We facciamo open my own business. I work for myself.
I'll work with you, Dad. I can make bricks.
Ecco, Fonstar, mia Elisa.
Che bella accoppiata. E vorrà dire che io tornerò a lavorare alla factory.
No way. You work enough, honey. Hai lavorato abbastanza.
Ci sarà bisogno, invece. Con i figli da calzare e vestire, la casa da pagare, la scuola. Io mica voglio che vanno a public school, eh?
Catholics know better, ma.
Hey, it is. You go to Catholic school, eh?
It's 1988, bicentenary year. To Frank's politically active daughter, it's only a commemoration of an invasion.
And the likes of her family, so much to celebrate about, please, Sam.
Of course, it's a commemoration of an invasion, and it's off to celebrate something like that. Besides, it's got nothing to do with me.
No, your argument, Sandra, your argument.
Whole parties and fireworks and Thatchers, I mean, as if there was no one here or no one here before the British came.
We're anti-British. We don't have to ask where the Italians were during the war. On the other side.
My grandfather was in an internment camp in South Australia, and he was an Australian citizen as well.
Oh, yes, Sandra, what's the big deal?
It's like I was saying, for me it's two things. It's denying what they did to the Aboriginal people. You all heard Kevo talk about that, and they're still treating it bad. His elder sister was taken from the home and fostered out. And second, what's England in the First Fleet got to do with me, or you, or most of us in this room? Our relatives came out in ships called the Roma and the Galileo. When do you hear the government railing on about that?
All right, all right, I think that's enough. I think that's enough. I think that's enough. Would anyone like to reply to that? Maria.
Yeah, it'd be like us celebrating when the Spanish came to the Americas.
and started killing us. And the killing's still going on. Here and there.
Building worker Tom Canali died falling from a scaffold. Workers decide to suspend work until workplace safety is enforced.
Comrades, family, friends, this day commemorates the death of our workmate Tom Canali. He gave 40 odd years of his life to the building game. Our Lafina, the building game, tragically took his life away. But then again, is it the building game that is to blame? Or is it a stupid and reckless mistake of the bosses that sent him up 8 stories high and plunged him to his death, burying him under 64 tons of concrete and metal? Because Tom Canale died in an accident which was absolutely no fault of his own. Fellow workers, friends, it is up to us to make sure that his unfortunate death be a reminder to workers and bosses alike of the dangers that each and every one of us workers face day in and day out. And unless rigid, severe and uncompromising steps are taken to secure our safety, then Tom Canale's death is in vain. Here we've got Janice, Health and Safety Officer, to give us the report.
If I'd like to say good morning, but it's obviously a very sad morning for us all. Our friend Tom Canale has died and 11 more have been injured. Now we've inspected the site, we've spoken to Roland, Roberto and John who witnessed the accident and we've filed a report.
Giovanni, injured in the accident, fights the rigid hospital rules.
Cosa succede? Cosa succede così presto?
Nothing's happening, Mr. Pasquale.
È ancora notte, it's still dark.
Nothing's happening, it's time to get up.
Sister, may I have a cup of tea, please?
Sorry, Mr. Pasquale, you'll have to wait until breakfast.
No, non voglio breakfast, solo una tazza di tè.
As I said, you'll have to wait.
Oh, sister, I have a cup of tea every morning when I wake up.
How could you stop complaining and just shut up?
Shut up.
Don't you tell me to shut up.
We have all like a cup of tea, so don't you tell me to shut up.
Chiedetelo, no, se la volete una tazza di tè.
Because the rules say no.
Chi ha mai fatto le regole?
Look, you stay there. Wait and be quiet.
Oh, if you give me a cup of tea, I will be quiet.
Oh, come on, mate. All this bloody noise so early in the morning.
Sister, te la pago.
This is not a coffee shop, Mr. Pasquale. You'll have to wait.
What's he doing?
What are you doing here?
Making a cup of tea.
Well, you can't have it.
Well, why not? It's just a cup of tea.
It doesn't work that way. If we give you a cup of tea, we have to give everyone a cup of tea.
Giusto, dategliela tutti se la vogliono.
Look, you little devil, you come to this country and you want to be boss?
Ma che boss? Voglio solo una tazza di tè.
What seems to be the trouble here?
No trouble, just make a cup of tea.
I was told there was trouble in the kitchen. Kitchen?
Picking up the job!
Here's the trouble, all against the rules. We are taking to the matron.
Mr. Pasquale, off to the matron and no more trouble from you.
The stop work continues, but the company refuses to meet the workers' safety demands. The only option is to strike. Scioperiamo!
Come on,
parlare per una donna. Ma sai, tu leggi sempre, ma il building non è veramente posto per donne.
Listen, mate, the building site isn't a place for men or women, especially these big places.
Oh, dai, non prendetela così, scherzavo.
Ma, bozzo, you go on about workers' rights, migrants' rights, every other sort of rights. Pero cuando se trata de derechos de las mujeres, se vuelven idiotas.
Ma che cosa?
I said, well, you're going about women's rights. You turn into idiot!
Guarda come parla questa qua. Cosa stai leggendo?
Nuovo paese.
Nuovo paese. It's very interesting.
Ma non mi lasci in pace, eh? Ok, sto leggendo un articolo, su un walkout, uno sciopero fatto dai aborigeni, Gurindji people, nel 1966. Dalla White Hill Cattle Station nel Northern Territory, dopo che l'Arbitration Commission ha deciso di rinviare l'introduzione di parità di salari per gli aborigeni che venivano pagati meno dei bianchi. E sai perché questa decisione è stata presa? Per risparmiare i soldi ai padroni delle fattorie.
Sounds familiar, eh? Put off an equal pay case to save the station on his money.
Senti, ma tu hai detto aborigines go on strike, perché I didn't even know they work.
Throats, eh? Just like the boss's
watch. Ma infatti, siamo uno contro l'altro, e chi perde e chi vince, più che altro. Chi vince sono i padroni, eh?
Joe! Our company, Buildwick, is not coming to the party. Hey. We refuse to not over and over again to rectify the safety breaches. Hey. To put in a nutshell, they don't give a damn about our safety. Yeah.